Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. Brought to you by BioCleanTex.com on Sports Radio 610.
All right, we've had two legal hearings with Deshaun Watson between Tony Busby and Rusty Harden. Here is O.J. Simpson's early reaction to the Deshaun Watson legal battles. We're going to hear his reaction now. Has it changed? I'll let you be the judge, but this is the Juice's initial reaction to the Deshaun Watson legal process.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly. Well, I was scrolling the news today, and it's getting a little depressing, you know. I'm really a little depressed about the Deshaun Watson situation, even though it appeared to be more about money, because he's been charged in more civil case more than a criminal case. I don't know how it's going to turn out. I just hope it turns out. But I think you got to let these things go through the system. You got to let it work. In this day and age, you got cable TV. Everybody knows everything about everything. I'm just saying. In any event, let the legal system work. I'm just saying. Take care.
All right. So he's saying let it work. That was before the lawsuits began to pile up. We're now at 22. O.J. Simpson, probably the man walking the earth that would most want to let the legal process play out.
Well, it worked out for 9 years for him.
We've talked about public opinion and how it's kind of been swayed by one Tony Busby. Let's hear the Juice yesterday talking about this case. And tell me if he's bringing that same Juice energy that he was bringing when this thing first started a couple weeks ago.
Now, I'm a big fan of Deshaun. The man has always had a sterling reputation, and I'm a guy that know what accusations could do to your reputation. But anyway, I'm a little confused. 22 women have come out accusing him of wrongdoing, and I'm a little confused because, you know, in my entire life, I think I've had four massage therapists, and two of those were guys. So I'm a little confused why he went through so many of them, and I'm sure there's a lot that have not accused him of anything. In any event, I would hate not to see him play again. And I know we got to let the system work itself out, but my prayers are with him. God bless.
There you go. Man, O.J. Simpson.
Yeah,
it seems like it's kind of changed a little bit. Kind of changed a little bit for O.J. Simpson. If you're just tuning in, though, officially 10 women's names have been given to Rusty Harden, courtesy of Tony Busby. Again, this is pretty much the law. Mm-hmm. And then three more, there's been a motion filed. That could happen within the next couple days. Five if Tony Busby gets his way.
Correct. Man, if O.J. Simpson has your back, I don't know if you want it, anyone to have your back. But on the Deshaun Watson front and what happened today, it really is turning into a very public in court now negotiation. I think everything, you have to have that as the backdrop. These guys are really trying to make or save the most they can for their clients, for their respective clients.
3 weeks from today, mm-hmm. We anticipated that Deshaun Watson would have already been traded. It's going to be day two of the draft, 3 weeks exactly to the day. It'll be the day, if chalk holds up, that Nick Caserio is making his first draft pick as GM of the Houston Texans. O.J. Simpson has some advice before the draft for Nick Caserio. We assume Deshaun Watson's not going to be a Houston Texan anymore. Is that a safe assumption?
That is more than safe, yes.
O.J. Simpson and John Lopez think alike. Great minds think alike. The juice.
Wait a minute.
And John Lopez. Here's the juice with a little bit of advice for Texans general manager Nick Caserio.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly. I'm on vacation playing golf. From playing golf. You know, I am so happy for Sam Darnold. They didn't have a plethora of skilled position players, but with the Panthers, geez, you know, he reteams up with Robbie Anderson, a guy he had some success with, DJ Moore, fine young receiver, and of course, the great Christian McCaffrey. I feel a little bad for Teddy Bridgewater. I think he's a starter in this league, and I would look at Houston if I was him, because what's going on with Deshaun Watson, he may not be available to those guys.
Okay. Man. Teddy Bridgewater to the Houston Texans. Do you agree with the juice? 713-572-4610. Do you side with the juice? Should Nick Caserio say, Jack Easterby, get the hell out of here. I'm calling the juice and seeing who he thinks the next quarterback should be. Do you side with the juice?
I think OJ would probably do a better job right off the golf course.
Oh, I would take OJ Simpson since 2019. Early 2019 to the end of 2020 over Jack Easterby any day of the week.
Every day, right?
Yeah, not even close.
Yeah.
Yeah, not even close. He's got a good
fantasy
team.
He knows the league. I think he spends all day playing golf and just, you know, either listening or reading stuff or whatever regarding the NFL. He knows the league pretty well.
He knows it very well.
Mm-hmm.
So I 100% side with the juice. 100,000%. Landry Locker, John Lopez. When it comes to Jack Easterby potentially being a personnel guy, don't grab that and act like I'm 100% on board with the juice. Deshaun Watson's camp. We've talked a lot about
him. We were just talking about it yesterday, and I saw this.
Brian Burney of Athletes First has probably been one of the biggest morons when it comes to someone trying to represent athletes that I can remember. Some of his likes on Twitter are just some of the most reckless, moronic things that I've seen in a long time. And I just went through, and you've heard Tony Busby mention Brian Burney a couple times. Like, some of the stuff that Brian Burney is liking is just really, really strange. He's comparing Deshaun Watson to Tiger Woods and Bill Cosby.
Yep.
He's talking about it's about to get good now yesterday when the Rusty Harden appeal was thrown out there.
Mm-hmm.
His initial like was from an account where they said they are suing him. It's not a criminal filing. Don't you think if I sue you, I should have to disclose my name while my lawyer parades around tarnishing your reputation? This is just really strange.
He's reckless.
That this guy represents athletes.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Deshaun Watson got himself in this situation. Whether it be reckless activity, whether it be not surrounding himself with the right people, whatever, he found himself in this situation. But you just look at the camp from some of Mulligetta's tweets, some of the stuff that Quincy Avery has said and done, Brian Burney, the email exchange between Tony Busby's office and the Athletes First office. Like, I don't know what it's going to take for these guys, specifically Brian Burney, to quit being stupid. Like, quit being stupid, especially in this situation. Like, you hear the talk about social media and stuff, and you don't want it to play out in social media. But when Watson's camp is out on social media still bumping gums and clicking the like and all that type of stuff, and especially during the whole offseason, it's crazy that he trusted these guys to represent him.
It is, and everything you said I agree with. I also think it's not just reckless to do it. It's reckless for Deshaun's case. He is affiliated with Deshaun Watson. Tony Busby and his team are going to be going through and have gone through and are going through everything anyone affiliated with Deshaun Watson does and says and tweets so they can maybe – find a trail toward something else that might help their case. It's just reckless on a lot of fronts.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy. Figgy. Here's another like from Brian Burney. This attorney, he's talking about Tony Busby, as if he hasn't already punked athletes first enough. Mm-hmm. I mean, you saw the email. This is a like from Brian Burney. This attorney is a money hungry slime ball, and I would go toe to toe with him anytime about what a real victim is. He should be disbarred. Again,
right.
You're a representative of Deshaun Watson, and you're throwing this out there. He's throwing out the conspiracy theories that we've heard. Now 9 women say Deshaun Watson has been inappropriate. This was early in the process with him. Ironically, at the same time, he's requested a trade!
Mm-hmm.
Exclamation mark. The crazy part is their attorney is close friends with the owner of the Houston
Texans.
And
he likes that.
And he liked that. You're a professional representative of an athlete going through this.
And you're basically
just going through
saying
social media doing this.
Which has been completely dispelled publicly. You're kind of going down the path of a conspiracy via the Texans.
I mean, this is a guy who is supposed to. It's not just about being a front runner and being a jock sniffer,
mm-hmm.
and you know, getting the bottle service for the guy and retweeting whenever there's stats and stuff,
yeah.
and calling out anyone who says anything about Deshaun Watson. Like, this is about damage control, and the damage control by this camp, specifically Athletes First, has been absolute garbage. And this guy can't even stay off Twitter to the point where he's weighing in on the Kevin Durant, Michael Rapoport stuff. He's weighing in on Justin Fields stuff. Like, this Brian Burney guy is a total bozo. Deshaun, just whatever you got to do, you got to get this Brian Burney guy out of your camp. He's an absolute moron. There is nothing you're gaining from this Brian Burney guy. You got to get away from him. You might need to get a new agent. You might need to get a new QB coach as well, because I know Quincy Avery he was introduced to Deshaun Watson when he'd already been committed to Clemson for 2 years. You got to get a new camp at this point. You got to repair the image. This Brian Burney guy can't even shut up and stay off social media when this is going on. That should tell you all you need to know about some of the guys that you got in your camp.
Right now, if you're in Deshaun Watson's camp, it's all hands on deck. What can we do to help him? What can we do to support him and fight this? None of this is helping. You know, that's the number one question. You always say, you know, the payoff. What's the payoff? There is no payoff for some of these things that he's liking and tweeting.
No, it's not. And it's not professional. It's not very representative of how you should handle yourself if you're in that position. It's just it's silly. It's internet trash. Like mm-hmm. when they're in court and Tony Busby and Rusty Harden are talking about internet trash, and they're reading comments in the direction of the accuser, and they're reading comments in the direction of Deshaun Watson, and this jackass
yeah.
who's supposed to be representing Deshaun Watson and looking out for him, Athletes First. That's what the business office is called, quote, Athletes First.
Yeah.
When he's doing that,
it's not Athletes
that's
First.
That's not Athletes First.
Nope.
That's jackasses first. And
yeah.
that's what Brian Burney is a jackass. I don't care personal attacks or not. That guy's a total jackass. He's acted like one this whole time. Deshaun Watson, you need to cut ties with that guy sooner rather than later, especially with the battle you've got ahead of you, both legally and from a PR standpoint. That's not the
yeah.
guy you want in
yeah.
your corner. I can promise you that. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. O.J. Simpson kind of an emotional roller coaster with this Deshaun Watson thing. Brian Burney just continues to show his ass in a bad way when it comes to the whole thing. Coming up, Brandon Scott was on the scene at 7:45 and 11 a.m. The great Brandon Scott of SportsRadio610.com joins us live from downtown next.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
We're going to move the think tank to 140. 713-572-4610. Start your statement with I think that. There's a lot of thoughts going on. A lot of buzz going on downtown. I was at the yard yesterday. The juice box.
Got your ketchup.
Electric. There was a ketchup pump, so I was able to stay in attendance because I was not
going to. I was happy for you. Is that bad?
There.
Is that weird?
No, that's good. I appreciate you. I appreciate the love. I appreciate what the Astros got going on right now. Another assing of the A's. Back at it again tonight at the juice box. Lance McCullers on the bump. A few blocks from there, there were a couple legal hearings, one at 7:45, one at 11 a.m. The results of those, 13 women, accusers of Deshaun Watson, going to have to lose their anonymity. And Rusty Harden and Deshaun's defense will have a more clear picture of who a few of the accusers are in the next couple days. Nine have already volunteered, one and then plus three. So four should be released in the next couple of days. So 13 to sum it up. We had boots on the ground, as we always do on Sports Radio 610. Brandon Scott, one of our reporters, was on the scene out there. B. Scott, what are your biggest takeaways from what you observed, what you watched out there today? The battle between Rusty Harden, Tony Busby, in the Deshaun Watson legal matters.
Well, I think it's actually just kind of how you said it in the question, is that it was a battle between Rusty Harden and Tony Busby. Like, today was only hardly and barely about Deshaun Watson or the 22 women that are accusing him of these various different things in the lawsuits. Like, it was more, when you get into these cases, you start to get into, like, when they start filing these briefings, you can get into some of these more philosophical arguments. And today was more so focused on a basic question of fairness. Like, y'all had Attorney Sam on earlier explaining how, kind of reinforcing what was explained in court today about how the law does not protect, allow for you to file these anonymous claims, and that being the law. But as far as what the arguments that were being made and the point that Rusty Harden was trying to get across, I thought was interesting and somewhat powerful and important when we talk about all of this, as far as, like, what is fairness? Like, we can have all of these inflammatory accusations and we can have hot takes and opinions and think these various different things, but what is fair and what is not? And it was never an issue about, like, I don't believe for a second this was ever really an issue about actually Rusty Harden finding out who these women are. Like, I don't think it was actually that Rusty Harden couldn't find out who the women are. But I think if you listen more to his arguments, both early on in the day and then later on in the second hearing, he's making an argument about how you use the anonymity as a weapon to make salacious claims against somebody, and all the while you don't have to answer for it. And so what is fair? I thought that was a very interesting discussion and back and forth that they had throughout the day.
Hey, B. Scott, what are we – I got to admit, I don't have a number of cases that are going to be talked about at 4 p.m. People, we've been talking about these too. There's another hearing at 4 p.m. What is that going to involve?
Well, it's basically a similar thing, and I think – Lopez, you pretty much summed it up already when you – I think you said earlier that the number is eventually going to turn into – going to become 22.
Yeah.
And that basically unfolded in this last hearing when you saw Tony Busby lay out, hey, well, here's nine of them, or however – here's nine of them who said it's okay. But the judge just went on and ordered the rest of them anyway. And so there's no reason to believe that that's not going to be consistent across the board. The same filing has been filed in each case, so now it's just a procedural matter, Lopez, of which cases not consolidated, but which ones turn into the case of what happened today, whereas they have to just refile with their name. Just, it's going to end up happening in each case, and the 4 o'clock is just another one of those.
Brandon Scott on the scene, my gosh, driving all around town as he always does for us on Sports Radio 610. So what was it like there? What was the scene like? Was there any buzz? Was it just quiet? What was it like down there at this I keep saying trial because I'm a freaking legal simp.
But it's a hearing.
I got you. I keep having to catch myself, B. Scott. But what was it like at this hearing? What was the scene like?
Well, I think that's also interesting that you had such a high-profile case. Well, first of all, it was funny that Tony Busby didn't even show up, that, you know, he zoomed in and Rusty Harden was under the impression that Tony Busby would be there. That was funny to begin with. But the fact that it's such a profile case, it is the topic, the news topic, the sports topic, like the thing that's going on in the city. And you only had, like, you had media there. Like, I was there with Aaron Reeves from The Athletic and Sarah Barsham from ESPN. I think we were the only writers there, but you had the TV stations there, but it wasn't a huge crowd. It wasn't like a big spectacle. We were able to socially distance. That's how uncrowded it was. And so I thought that was interesting that there was no laboring in getting there. Like I'll tell you this, the Tony Busby press conferences were more crowded, more well attended, and more difficult to navigate than this court hearing.
That's what he wants.
Those were actually more of a spectacle than this hearing that was actually of substance and material to the case.
Brandon Scott with us here on Sports Radio 610 live. Are leaving now the second court hearing involving Deshaun Watson, Rusty Harden, and Tony Busby.
Yeah, and obviously we've had our legal experts on, so I'm not going to ask for anything along those lines. But just the fact that you have two absolute national profile heavyweights going at each other, from where I was sitting, I could kind of sense that they're enjoying this, Tony Busby and Rusty Harden, not necessarily enjoying the subject matter or the case, but they're enjoying going at each other, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't think you become who they are without enjoying. I don't think you become who they are without enjoying this, right? Like that is a part of who they are. That's why they're here. I'm sure that's why, whether it was Ashley Solis or whoever it was, I'm sure that's part of why those women went to Tony Busby, because they know he can get it done and definitely get it done in a public atmosphere. And that's, of course, why Deshaun Watson would go to Rusty Harden, because he's tried and true. I think that what supports your point on that is when Rusty Harden is making a very valid case about Tony Busby weaponizing these women's anonymity, as a right. tool to sway public perception and basically, basically to calling Tony Busby out for his all of his media tactics, the 25 Facebook posts and 14 yeah. Instagram posts and whatever it was, and Tony Busby turned it right back around.
Hey, hold on.
Say, hey, Rusty Harden's out here in these streets too. Like Rusty Harden announced that he would be making these filings just as I announced that I would be making mine. And by the way, as soon as I get off the phone with y'all, I will be at Rusty Harden's press conference. So it's not like Rusty Harden is shy or like he doesn't use the media to his advantage either, and that's just supporting the point that you're making, man. These guys enjoy the spectacle, they enjoy the theater of it all, and that was part of it. Like this was a day where like there was no need. I got questions on Twitter.
Yeah.
Is Deshaun there? Is so and so there? No. This is the Tony Busby, Rusty Harden show today, and they'll sort things out themselves later if Deshaun has to show up one day for a deposition down the road or whatever. But that's not today. Right now, it's the Tony Busby and Rusty Harden show.
All right, we're putting you on the spot now, V. Scott. We moved the think tank back. So we had the Astros yesterday downtown. We got all this stuff going on right now. And we're going to have the Astros again this weekend, return of A.J. Hinch on Monday. So there's a lot of thoughts together. Give us your biggest thought. Get the think tank started off for us, and you know the rules. Start your statement with "I think that." We're putting B. Scott on the spot right now.
I think that AJ Hinch should still be the Astros manager.
No, wow. It's happening Monday. Well, that's not happening. That's not happening.
All right, that's Brandon Scott, Sports Radio 610.
That's how you do it,
doing his thing. Let's just go back. I just want to relive the bags. You ready to travel? You ready to get on the plane?
Let's go.
I just want to go back to the juice box yesterday, the electric atmosphere at the juice box. Just want to get my bags. I have 12. I know bags
that's
fly free
bags.
Up to two if you're on
you're
Southwest.
You're at the hotel. The bellhop's at the hotel.
The
so
bellhop
you can put all you want. Yeah.
Is at the hotel. Bellhop, you about to earn that tip. First inning, Carlos Correa at the plate. Potentially his last opening night as a Houston Astro. Four bags, Mr. Bellhop.
2-0 pitch, hit to right field. Seth Brown back, still going back near the wall. Gone! Carlos Correa!
There he is.
We go to the sixth. This guy might be the best athlete in town right now.
Oh.
Yordan Alvarez.
That's saying something.
He might be.
It's saying something.
He might be.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
Damn sure ain't slow.
But it is saying something.
He's hitting against the shift. He's legging out doubles. Yordan Alvarez.
You see his spray chart on his home runs?
Yes. Look like Yuli's hair.
Yeah.
I think someone said. Yordan Alvarez at the plate. Sixth inning yesterday downtown. Four bags, Mr. Bellhop.
Major League debut against the Kansas City Royals. Yordan drives one deep right field. This ball is gone. Second deck shot. The big man.
So we had the Puerto Rican. Four bags, Mr. Bellhop, in the first. We had in the sixth, the Cuban. Four bags, Mr. Bellhop.
How about chanting someone's name?
How about chanting Jose, Jose, Jose and getting a little Venezuelan flavor? Four bags, Mr. Bellhop.
The lefty. Jose Altuve drives one deep to left field with the fans chanting Jose, 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 Jose. He goes deep in the home opener. It's 6-0.
Astros 5-0 against the A's this season. They've outscored them by 30, 41-11. Lance McCullers on the bump today. It is buzzing downtown in many ways. Back to baseball today. 713-572-4610. Think Tank coming up, heading into the weekend. Start your statement with, I think that. Plus, Attorney Sam giving you all the information you need about what went on the last few hours downtown involving the Deshaun Watson legal battles. Next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locke.
Rest in peace, DMX. DMX officially gone. No one has ever sounded like him. Don't let anyone tell you different. True legend. Shout out to DMX. Rest in peace, man. That Versus looks a lot better now between him and Snoop. I'm going to have to go rewatch that.
It do.
Enjoyed the hell out of it. Thought it was the best one of all time, but that's where we're at. Let's get the think tank going. We got a lot to think about. Astros kicking butts. Continue tonight downtown. Deshaun Watson, two legal hearings. Masters going on. There's a lot of thoughts. You know the rules. Start your statement with, I think that. Don't ask us how we're doing, because, my God, we're always doing good, but especially on a Friday.
On a Friday.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Yeah, two questions. I think that Yordan Alvarez runs a 4.240, and I think that John Lopez should spit a few bars of Slipping by DMX by the end of the show.
You got to do it.
I don't know, man.
I'm slipping. I'm falling. Yeah, I can't get up. You can do that. You got that. 713-572-4610. I will say that Yordan Alvarez is one of the five fastest guys in the starting lineup. I'm not gonna go 4-2, but I think Yordan Alvarez is one of the five 1-9 fastest guys in the Astros lineup. Altuve is faster. Straw is faster. Correa and him might be a good race.
I think Correa's pretty quick.
So is Yordan.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I want to see these guys running 40s. I think he's faster than Brantley.
Would you have him out in the outfield now?
No,
because I don't risk it. No. I don't risk those knees.
I still want him just swinging lumber.
Even Dusty said he was a little surprised about how well his legs are holding up.
He's faster than Yuli. He's faster than whoever's playing catcher. I think he might be faster than Bregman.
That's another good race. That's another good race.
And I think Tuck might be faster. I think Yordan's one of the in the top half when it comes to speed. You're on the think tank. Go.
Hey, I think there's a buzz in the city, but it ain't about Tony Busby. It's about the Astros, baby.
Yeah, there is.
Sir, hey, I was there, man. I'm telling you, it was electric at the yard. You're on the think tank. Go.
Go.
Yes, I think that the Astros are officially, or the A's are the Astros' official whooping child.
There you go. I think he was trying. He had something else in mind.
Just another A's kicking.
Yep. You're on the think tank. Go.
Hey, I think I'm going to tie in two of our most polarizing cases that we have been dealing with in our Houston sports element. In the words of the infamous Los, if you don't know the facts, then you got to shut the F up.
Whoa. Whoa. Hit the race car like a mug. Tony just went Taco Tuesday.
Race car!
Let me hear LeBron James right now. Tony just went Taco Tuesday.
She put a little bit of mustard on that accent, didn't she?
Wow, Tony.
But
Wow, Tony.
She was really just kind of trying to imitate him, but
she was trying to sound like how he said
it. Like, she was doing an impression.
All right, let me do an Eddie Murphy now. Let's see if I get the same reaction. Do I get the same benefit of the doubt?
Well,
you're going to get canceled. Can you're a white guy, man.
Can I do a Kevin Hart?
You're a white guy. You can't do that.
If Tony's allowed to do a Carlos Correa, I can't do a Kevin Hart right now or a Chris Rock.
It don't go like that.
You're on the think tank. Go.
The Houston Texans players may be the worst when it comes to turnovers, but the organization is the best there is.
What?
Okay.
On what?
I don't know.
I think he was going to take a shot.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Yeah, I think that Deshaun Watson, the NFL makes a decision the day before the draft.
Ah.
It could.
NFL makes the decision. Mm-hmm. Texans make a trade. We're in the building, baby.
Who was it that was saying that the NFL is taking an expedited approach now that these filings are happening?
I don't know.
They're hustling on this ruling.
I would have to think about someone that would use the word expedited. Damn sure wasn't me, I can assure you. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. That's the think take heading into the weekend. You got to get out to the juice box. I would say next week is probably or the week after. Let it die down a little bit. Let the buzz die down. Tickets get even better. You really don't even have to be in your seat to enjoy what was going on there. We'll give the last word to a friend of ours. You're on the think tank. Go.
Landry, I think you can do one Kevin Hart impression one time. You might get canceled, but you can do it once.
No, see, now they're trying. He's tweaking you, man.
Not doing it.
Don't do it, man. I'm looking out for you.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah, he's tweaking you.
Let's hear from Attorney Sam. Attorney Sam has been giving us insights and all the information that we need when it comes to the Deshaun Watson legal process. Here's Attorney Sam's reaction to everything that happened this morning, and we might even fire the think tank up back again. The lines are completely full.
Okay,
we will make a decision, myself, Figgy, and J-Lo, if we are going to let the loopholes take us into the weekend. It's going to be an executive decision. Got to say, right now, I'm leaning no, because that was weak.
Well, maybe this is the strong group.
That was weak as hell. So right now, my vote is no. We'll find out if J-Lo and Figgy are down with it after we hear from Attorney Sam.
Let me say both attorneys, I thought, did a pretty good job for what they had to work with. I mean, honestly, it was pretty straightforward with respect to what the law is and what the law allows in a civil matter. And I've seen a lot of people on social media kind of get it wrong and, you know, argue a criminal statute. Again, this is not a criminal matter. None of these matters are criminal as of yet. So I thought it was pretty straightforward. I thought, and Landry, I DM'd you. I said, well, you know, now it's convenient to say that the women agree. You know, this is something that actually could have been worked out yesterday when Rusty filed the motion. But to me, I think if Tony were to agree, he would lose a little bit of steam and a little bit of the luster that he has right now. Like I told you guys on Wednesday, man, it's best for the plaintiffs to play in the court of public opinion. It's best for the defendant, Deshaun Watson, and his team to play in the actual court of law, right? Because now certain things that you're allowed to do in the court of public opinion, there's really no law. There's really no rules. You can do whatever. And I thought at the 7:45 hearing, Rusty kind of just stayed to the four corners of the document with respect to what he filed and why he wanted it, you know, why he wanted that name to be released and what the law was. And I thought it was pretty straightforward. But at the 11 o'clock hearing before Judge Collier, and let me say this, both judges are brilliant, brilliant ladies. Judge Davis she's super, super sharp. I had the pleasure of knowing her before she became a judge. Super sharp. Both of them are very well versed in the law. But I thought Rusty at the 11 o'clock did a better job of bringing up the fact that there was a lot of, and I'm using air quotes, evidence being put out there by the plaintiffs and actually was being ruled on by the court of public opinion. And it is kind of unfair to the defendant, right? So I think Tony's whole purpose of
even opposing this is to just, in my opinion, really to just get out the fact that, hey, these two things, the ladies are brave, and that the one lady, Ms. Solaris, is already being receiving death threats, you know, via social media. And I thought that was his whole purpose of even opposing it, because like you said, hey, we agree. Nine of the women agree, and maybe 12 might agree, but he hadn't been able to get in touch with the other three. But I imagine he knows this ruling was not going to go in his favor. And in fact, the case law that he cited really wasn't on point, but it was just more so to put out there why, you know, they have operated the way that they have, you know, but he knew the case law wasn't on point.
Right. Attorney Sam joining us here in the loop. And that's been my whole point. I want to get your thoughts on this. Both sides of these mega attorneys, they knew how today was going to go. They, in their heart of hearts, they knew how it was going to go. They also know how this case is going to go. And you've said it yourself. There is no way this is going to court. So I thought Busby did a pretty good job of kind of changing the narrative, because he knew he was gonna lose this filing. So he said, you know what, let me change the narrative. Now they want to do it. They're emboldened. He used that word. So isn't I mean, this seems to be more of a posturing type day for Tony Busby.
Yeah, and again, you know, like you said, he's changing the narrative to say, hey, we should be praising these women for being courageous, for coming out, standing behind the claims that they're making, when before that didn't seem to be the case. I mean, and I'll say this, a lot of times when you put forth motions, you know, and you know the law is on your side, you know, you kind of have an idea of how it's going to go. There's that 2% chance where the judge just, judges are human, and although they're supposed to follow the law, sometimes they don't, and they rule on a motion as opposed to law, but I do believe that he's trying to change the narrative. And again, it's not about winning or losing this battle, right? Because this was just a battle. It's about winning the war. And the war can be different for either side. For Tony Busby's side, the war is, and let's make no mistake about it, this is purely about money, right? That doesn't mean that they're bringing these claims because they're money hungry. And I'm definitely not saying that, but that's why you hire attorneys. Like I tell my clients that come to me, you don't hire an attorney just to get an apology. You hire an attorney to get money, because we're in the business of making the money. That making money, that's his war. Whereas the war for Deshaun Watson and Rusty Harden's team is, hey, look, we're trying to minimize as much of the damage that has been done thus far. We need to stop this and make this go away as quickly as possible. And this was a step in the right direction. So Tony is looking at it like, hey, we knew we were going to lose this battle, but let's not lose sight of the ultimate goal in winning the war.
All
right. War is, we need to make sure you're being compensated.
Last thing here, Attorney Sam joining us. Who won on that front today, or how did you read it is better, probably a more fair question. We know what was going to happen. They knew what was going to happen. Tony Busby did a little posturing. Rusty Harden did a good job of editorializing why he wanted this. But if the ultimate goal, as you just said, Sam, is about money, who's going to pay more or less in that front?
That's a tough question to answer, and I hate to be your typical lawyer. It depends on how you're looking at it. Now, as far as in the court of public opinion, Tony didn't lose a thing. Neither did his plaintiffs, right? But in the real court, yes, of course, Deshaun and Rusty Harden won, and they gained a little steam. But how does this ruling affect a financial outcome? It may affect it just a little, but I still think at the end of the day, they're going to have to settle this, and the settlement amount is going to be a pretty good size settlement amount. So I don't think this hurts Tony a bit at all. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, like he said, hey, and I don't believe this, I'm gonna just put it out there, I don't believe that, you know, he was going to agree. I believe if he were allowed to keep the names anonymous and not have to
put them on a public document.
Right. You know, but it's convenient to say that now, because now we're trying to change the narrative. So I don't think it hurts him at all. Again, he's trying to play in the court of public opinion. Right. Now, if this were a summary judgment motion file, which you best believe Rusty Harden, now that he gets the names of these individuals and they start investigating, they start conducting discovery, and you're starting to depose people to figure things out, you best believe a summary judgment motion is going to come, which means that, hey, the judge does not find that there's a scintilla of evidence to sustain this complaint going forward, and now we must dismiss it. Now, if that happens, well, then, yeah, no, that's a huge win because now that number goes down. Okay. I don't think today's ruling made the number, whatever number Tony has in his mind for, you know, each plaintiff, all right, I don't know if that made that number go down. I don't think that motion had that type of impact.
Attorney
Sam,
I hope
that answers your question.
It does.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's still a lot of questions, but we don't have as much time. Sam, we appreciate you very much, man. Thank you very much for hopping in. I'm sure we'll talk to you soon.
No doubt, guys. Y'all have a good day.
All right, that's Attorney Sam. All right, so we're going to do this think tank or not. I'm still voting no. That was some weak sauce earlier on. Y'all can vote yes or no.
What do you think, Figgy?
I say yes.
I have confidence in the loophole.
All right, I'm just going to give two because we're up against it and we still got to trip balls going into the weekend. So
all right.
We'll go with two. You're on the think tank. Go. Go.
Yeah, what do you think at this point the NFL is going to do about this?
Oh, man. I lost all my confidence in that one. We need to rally. We need to rally.
Yeah, good thought. You're on the think tank. Go.
The alleged victims.
That's it.
Good call, guys. Let's trip into the weekend.
I blame you. You brought it up.
Big weekend here on Sports Radio 610. We got a lot going on. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Astros don't lose to the A's.
I agree with you.
7-0 after the weekend. Astros going to win. Yordan's going to hit a homer. Tucker's going to get a homer. We're going to have the first home run for Miles Straw. Lance McCullers is going to go 7 innings tonight. He had trouble getting through 5 the other night. Lance McCullers going 7 tonight. Juicebox going to be rowdy. The A's are going to be 0-7 against the Astros. Astros just too damn hot. Should still be undefeated if it weren't for Joe Smith.
Carlos Correa, it's easy to sit here and say he's going to hit another home run. He's going to have another power trip, double, and then whatever. I think we're going, and this is going to have to be judgment, Carlos Correa is going to have a top 10 worthy play in the field. He's showing his whole arsenal to the Houston Astros and the rest of the league. He showed power. He showed speed. He showed driving the ball to the gaps. Now he's going to flash that leather and do a top 10 worthy play the rest of the series.
Whoever wins the Masters is going to do it in a red shirt. And if they don't, you suck. Wear the red. Everybody should be wearing red on Sunday.
I agree.
Spirit of Tiger Woods. I don't care if he was going twice the speed limit or not.
He was.
Show some respect.
He actually was.
To Tiger Woods.
It's funny you say that because he was, but I agree. That would be absolutely fantastic. You just heard Rusty Harden criticizing here and there how public Tony Busby has been. Tony Busby says, all right, and he's going to have another press conference by Monday,
okay.
Maybe with some of these victims that are now going public.
All right, and we got a Rusty Harden press conference coming up at 2 o'clock. We got you covered here on Sports Radio 610. Shout out to the loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Thanks to Attorney Sam for hopping on. Thanks to Mike Meltzer for hopping on. Thanks to B. Scott of Sports Radio 610 for hopping on. He's actually going to
he's been all over
of America's with Rusty Harden in his press conference that you'll likely hear right here on Sports Radio 610. Have a good weekend, everyone. If you have to work, less traffic. If you don't, relax, act a fool, whatever you want to do. For the OG John Lopez, for Figgy Fig being the best of the world at what he do, we will react to everything that goes on this weekend on Monday, and it's also going to be the return of AJ Hinch. We'll talk to you at 10 a.m., but in the meantime, Clint Sterner and Ron Hughley are next.
Thank you, Figgy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.